Hello. Wow. That was Honeydew Blue, the remastered version, 800 Cherries. Very, very, very good. I am a fan. Romantico? Romantico. I am a fan. I'm sorry. Forgot to introduce myself. This is definitely not Pete. Yes, that is true. I'm Aaron. And I'm subbing for Pete today for In You All Along. I like that name. It's a good name for a radio show. But he told me to mention that he'll be back in 2 weeks. So shut up, Pete. Hope you're okay. For those who don't know me, hi again. My name is Aaron. I am here. It's so empty on campus today. And I'm a little taken aback by it because, I don't know, I'm like used to it being so crowded all the time. But I went to the SEC this morning and it was empty. And I was like, awkward. So for once I got a table and it was so weird. I was like, I'm so used to just sitting on the ground type of beat, you know. Wow, it's so quiet. I'm used to doing this with my love of my life, Amalia. If you listen to us on Sunday, ha ha ha. But I won't be here this Sunday, so I was like, you know what, YOLO, might as well. And now I'm here. So today, I wish I could say I was doing something themed today, but I simply am not. I feel as though I've been on this sort of streak for the past couple of, honestly, not even that long. It's maybe been 2 weeks where I've, like, gone by some sort of theme when it comes to my the show. But I just, the motivation just wasn't there today. Sorry, guys. So I kind of just put this all together because I guess it's just songs that I, like, picked off my liked. And I was like, this sounds good enough. This will do the job. So I guess the theme today is just, like, the bare minimum. I guess that's what it is. It's my bare minimum sort of playlist. So, this next song coming up, I've been on a Sweet Trip grind lately, if you know what I mean. I'm a fan of Sweet Trip. You will never know why, you know the vibes. Next up is coming next up is Your World is Eternally Complete by Sweet Trip. Enjoy!
Thank you.
2042, Japanese Breakfast, from Polyvinyl 4-Track Single Series, Vol. 3. Yeah, she ate. She really ate. Hi. Yeah, so that was that. I don't really know why I added that in there, but I love Japanese Breakfast, and you really can't go wrong. So, yeah. Okay, so moving on. This next song... Okay, my friend refers to this artist as, like, Steve Lacy's nephew, and I definitely see why. Cosmos Demos. Demos. I don't know why I said it, like, Desmos. Like, you know, like, that, like, that scientific calculator that people in... You guys know what I'm talking about. Desmos. Anyways. Sorry, definitely a trigger warning to mention Desmos on the show. Sorry for the bad energy. But anyways, yeah, Cosmos Demos. Very good artist. This is his most popular song, Fling. And it's very, like, wow, near, near. I don't know how to describe it. Like, the synths are very, very distinguishable, I would say. So, yeah. I don't know what else to say about it, but I think that this whole, I think it's EP? Oh, it's an album. His album, Dog Days. Very, very, very good. So yeah, let me just play it. You'll see what I'm talking about. Goodbye.
I dread the day you leave. I think I'm feeling stuck, but it's okay. I think I'll just enjoy today. But when I lay my head to rest, I dream you'll stay.
But the memory feels true.
Walk Soft, Wyoke. Really, really good. I did not intend for that to play after Fling. I think that was definitely a mood switch up, but whatever. It's still a really good song. Yeah, I love Wyoke. I think I've played them way too much, but it's okay. but yeah, it's literally just the two of them. It's Jen Wasner and, oh man, what's his name? It's another guy, but they've been playing together for so long. Like, I think since they were in college, ? And yeah, they're just jamming out, always releasing crazy, crazy good things. And yeah, I would totally recommend listening to the acoustic version of Civilian. I think it's on YouTube. It's like one of their, I think it's their most famous song. And they go off. It's really good. Shout out Wyoke. Hope they're okay. anyways, so the song that I meant to play next was Love is a Beautiful Thing by Wolfpack feat. Theo Katzman and Monica Martin. This, honestly, I feel, okay, maybe it's a juxtaposition sort of moment here, but I think that Walk Soft and Love is a Beautiful Thing, like, really, really reflect the sort of spring mood, the spring energy that I've been, I don't know, trying to get more in the groove in, I'd say. So yeah, I meant for, okay, whatever. Whatever happens, happens. But yeah, so that's the next song that I'm going to play, Love is a Beautiful Thing. Great, great song. Yeah, so I hope you enjoy. Love is a beautiful thing. Thank you, Wolfpack. No lies there.
I would understand if I had put Thank you.
Patience by Tame Impala. Oh my god, I love that song. I am definitely, definitely a fan. And today, I mean, to this day, my bad, I am, like, full of regret that I did not go to see them when they were on tour last year. I remember my friend Aaliyah and I were looking at tickets, like, I think the night of, and we were just like, what if we just went on, like, a random Thursday night? But no, and I'm so mad at myself, but whatever. Anyways, so I was looking at Pete's description for In You All Along, and it is specialty musics interspersed with stories, snippets, and cautionary tales. So within the like last 30 seconds of Tame Impala's Patience, I was like, what if I told a cautionary tale? And I was like, actually, that sounds like a really good idea. So I pulled up ChatGPT and I asked for it to give me a short cautionary tale that I can tell on the radio. So this is what it came up with. Okay. Once upon a time, a guy named Dave wished for a bag of cash, got arrested, and wished to be freed from jail. Ended up stuck with monkeys and wished to go home, but ended up at the North Pole. Moral of the story? Shortcuts in life usually come with consequences, so be careful what you wish for. Literally, like, ChatGPT did not lie. Be careful what you wish for, guys. Be careful. Honestly, I kind of love the, like, interspersing of cautionary tales with the music. Honestly, I definitely should have been more specific and, like, maybe related it to what I'm playing, but no. ChatGPT says, be careful what you wish for and don't be like Dave. So that's what we're going to go with. Anyway, so moving on. Next up, we've got Indigo D'Souza. And okay, I am playing Indigo D'Souza because I'm going to Asheville over spring break. I'm so excited. Even though I'm not going to see her on the street, unfortunately. But I'm going to be in the hometown of the Indigo D'Souza. So I was like, I need to play something to get in the mood. So I will be playing, Die Cry. I feel like, okay, with Indigo D'Souza, the lyrics are just so beautiful, but they're obviously very, very morbid at times. But I love to say it. I love to sing it, like, out of nowhere, out of context. Specifically, like, the kill me slowly. But, like, when I say it, no one gets it. Because I'm, like, I'm just singing, you know, Indigo. But they're, like, are you okay? And I'm, like, no. Yeah. I've gone way too off topic. But anyways, Indigo D'Souza. Love my life. Asheville, North Carolina represent. Die Cry from Any Shape You Take. Please enjoy. I swear you will enjoy this. Bye! Do you want me to go back? I could be you.
two, three, four.
I forgot that I put this on here. My bad. That was kind of sad vibes. But you know what? It's okay. It's okay to be sad, guys. Actually, I'm really glad that I played it. It's a really beautiful song. American Honey, Current Joys from Voyager. Yeah, I shed a little tear for a second there. Yeah. Anyway, so... Yeah, I'm, like, looking at the queue coming up, and I think it will get a little, like, aw vibes for a second, but what can you do? It's the bare minimum playlist today. yeah, so this next one is from her album, Time and Place. Caro Caro Bonito. And bruh, I remember being in 7th grade approximately, because I had to be at least 12. Because remember when the actual chokehold Flamingo had on the, I wanna be safe, so I'll just say like the tri-state area, maybe the world. Honestly, yeah, I think media was eating up this song, because I think it was, guys, remember the YouTube Rewind? Yeah. Yeah. The silence should, you know, explain the cultural impact that the YouTube Rewind had on culture of the time. But yeah, remember that, Flamingo? Literally, how many shrimps did you have to eat? Question mark. I don't know. But, Caro Caro Bonito. Honestly, Time and Place is a really good album, I believe. Dump is my favorite song, and it took my entire life to not play it today because I have been listening to it a lot. But I feel like that song really, I guess, describes my freshman spring. And it's definitely like a late night walking around sort of vibe. But that's not what I want today. Today I want swimming, which I don't know exactly how to describe swimming. Yeah, so you can describe it to me. You guys can listen to it and like figure out how it resonates with you, because I don't know how to explain the sort of feel. It's kind of like different from all the other Caro Caro Bonito songs, because I don't know, you got the, like, drums going on there. Like, it's just not, like, funky. I don't know. It was just speaking to me while I was making it. So, YOLO, let me play it. Goodbye.
Across I feel the boys with the boys and the girls with the girls. I'm such a hate on the world. Scream all the hate at your face. Me losing my voice. I just wanna scream and shout. Running through the winds and my legs give out like. Do I even like this town? I don't even know till the sun goes down like. I just wanna scream and shout. Running through the winds and my legs give out like. Do I even like this town? I don't even know till the sun goes down like.
I feel this pressure, this pressure, this pressure is growing on me. Banging on windows, these windows, these windows. I know they gon' see. I've been asking everyone to help me with my feelings. I've been asking everyone to tell me what they've been through. I got nothing compared to my mom or my dad. I'm trying to change the world. Me and my friends got something planned.
I don't wanna sing the words that other people wrote. We're on the bottom looking up and we don't stop.
I just wanna scream and shout. Running through the winds and my legs give out like. Do I even like this town? I don't even know till the sun goes down like. I just wanna scream and shout. Running through the winds and my legs give out like. Do I even like this town? I don't even know till the sun goes down like.
I'm wearing hearts on my back. I got an army of kids that I gotta protect. I'll see a nest on my chest. If we fly away now, is this gonna work out? Or is this gonna come and go? I don't even know how to dress in the morning. If I'm all on my own, I might just wait till the glass isn't broken.
Running through the winds and my legs give out like. Do I even like this town? I don't even know till the sun goes down like. I just wanna scream and shout. I just wanna scream and shout. Running through the winds and my legs give out like. Do I even like this town? I don't even know till the sun goes down like. I just wanna scream and shout. Running through the winds and my legs give out like. Do I even like this town? I don't even know shit the sun goes down like.
Cha. Laundry Day. Yeah. That song goes hard. Personally speaking. Okay. Actually. As a person from the state of New York. I would say there is some pride in Laundry Day, so had to play them. Because, I don't know, today just felt like a laundry day sort of day. I don't know how to describe it, but I hope Laundry Day is having a good day today. Yeah. Okay, so I'm just going to read out a fun little PSA to end the hour off, because how is it already 5:54? I don't know. But yeah, so here we go. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or processed snack. Dot, dot, dot. This is a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah, I definitely have to eat more fruit. My roommate and I have been eating a lot of oranges lately. Like, our room kind of reeks of it. So, yeah, I gotta get back on that grind. Because, low-key, the gummy addiction has been real this semester. I don't know what happened. Personally, I tried to get off it, but it just... I don't know. Specifically, the sour Scandinavian swimmers from Trader Joe's. Yeah. Yeah, it's a disease. It's for real a disease. I'm too obsessed. Yeah. Well, this has been a really fun time. I'm really glad that I was able to do this today. So, shout out Pete. I hope he gets better. He has laryngitis, ? I think. Poor guy. But yeah, shout out him. For real. Shout out In You All Along. And I hope everyone has a great spring break. Please get some rest, eat some fruit, like, treat yourself for real. You deserve it. This is Erin, subbing for Pete, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio! Woo! Bye! This is Jaded, precious kid. See ya!
The party, they're talking to me, and I can't shake the feeling of TV and cold tea and romanticizing all the things that make me unhappy and unhappy. 'Cause I hope at the end of the night I'll find a way to stay surprised. I'm waiting.